This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Mexico, rallies and protests there have been called in support of the Day Without Immigrants in the United States. A boycott of American companies and products has been called across Mexico. It's not yet clear what effect that's had. We're going now to our correspondent in Mexico City, Lourdes Garcia Navarro. Lourdes, you're at a demonstration there?
Indeed, this is the main demonstration here in Mexico City. There's a kind of confluence of events here. First of all, it's May Day around the world, which is the Workers' Rights Day, and we're seeing a lot of protesters coming out from the various workers' organizations around the country. And they're here for a number of other reasons instead of the solidarity with the American protests. But there is a large group of migrant supporters, and they're also here, and they're carrying banners in English saying we must support migrants. I've spoken to a number of them, and they say that they really are trying to show that Mexico is in solidarity with their people, and they are here speaking very, very loudly. I don't know if you can hear them behind me, but they are certainly wanting to make their voice heard and say that they're very proud of what's happening in the United States right now.
I wonder if there's any concern about the possibility of a backlash, because if, you know, a lot of Americans here in this country, if they heard that Mexicans were coming out to support their people, that might raise questions in their minds about the whole question.
Certainly that some of the organizers here that I've spoken to have in their minds. I mean, apart from the protests on the streets today, there is a boycott across the country, and they're boycotting American companies. Now, American companies employ about 40% of the Mexican workforce. So just in that way alone, they're expecting a backlash, certainly from the business community. And also, you know, they want to send a message. They say that this is not just an anti-American protest, but they're also trying to send a message to their own government. They want to say that, you know, the Mexican government has to take its migrants more into consideration. They have to create more employment. You know, they pointed out that in the last presidential debate that happened last week, there was barely a mention of the immigration question. And so I think they have it very clear in their minds that this is not just a message in support of the protesters in the United States, but also a message to the Mexican government.
Lourdes, there's a Walmart, I guess probably more than one Walmart there in Mexico City, but you went by there today just to see the effects of the boycott. What was happening?
It's very funny, actually. You know, the whole boycott came about through emails that were sent to a lot of different people saying, listen, we have to boycott American products to send a message that there has to be immigration reform in the United States. And what I've seen, I went to Starbucks, I went to a 7-Eleven, I went to a Walmart, and, you know, people are happily shopping. Today is, you know, a day that people don't have to work. It's a national holiday. And people were taking the opportunity to do what they normally do on a holiday, which is go and do some shopping. And, you know, Walmarts are everywhere. American companies are everywhere. And people seem not to really be taking the boycott too seriously. It remains to be seen, however, you know, across the country, what the effect will actually be.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in Mexico City. Lourdes, thank you.
You're welcome.